Hey, you're listening to the Wait What If podcast. A couple of announcements for 2017. What we're going to try to do this year is a show once a week. So try to crank out 50 to 52 shows this year. I think we can do it. It's not going to be the same format. What I'm going to do is every other week, we're going to do the hour-long discussions. We'll pick a topic and do a discussion. And then the other week, I don't know how to put this together. Every other week and then every other week, we're going to do like a quick 25-minute what's new in technology or what are some new things they've discovered and, you know, whatever, any of those weird deep thought things that are coming about. What I discovered over the past few weeks is that listenership is up, and I think it's because of the topics. We've kind of narrowed in our topics a little bit. We're doing more of the existential. It's really going to be what our focus is going to be on this year. I'm going to try to focus the guests down to, experts on, maybe more folks on AI, maybe more folks on meditation. And, we talked also about, what was that? We did some ayahuasca, just those sort of metaphysical, weird sort of things. So that's going to be for 2017. This show, Mike and Savannah and I got together, and Johnny Appleseed tried to film it. We are trying to get this thing on video, and I'm just having glitches across the board. And this one was supposed to be live on Facebook, and it was filmed as if it was live. I mean, we had Johnny Appleseed doing close-ups and filming us and everything. And apparently somewhere between the camera and Facebook, it shut down, but we didn't know that. So we filmed the whole time and got nothing. So at least we had the audio portion. So this is the audio portion of our predictions for 2017. Hope you enjoy.
You're listening to the Wait What If podcast.
We're about to blow stuff up.
Say we were to walk out in the middle of the woods and find a 50-year-old moonshine bottle.
I think you could drink it.
I think I would drink it.
You know, his mom was probably really controlling and he wet the bed as a kid.
Reminds me of a strip club, actually.
Does it really?
Yeah, this is the champagne.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you put the money in the...
I'm just going to eat this bacon and drink this whiskey.
Be prepared to expand your mind and question your reality. As always, your host, Kevin Sullivan.
All right, this is our... Do you guys sound low? You sound low, or is it me?
I feel good.
All right, just to make sure
I got... I think I have a low voice.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, testing. Mike, say something.
Hello.
Okay, good.
Yo.
Oh, okay, there we go. Is that too loud?
I don't think so.
It's whatever you want, man.
All right.
It's your show.
All right, so we are currently live. Welcome, audience. We've upgraded our live feed via the Facebook. Using a new microphone and a new cameraman. Sorry, Jamie Stojic. You've been put on the sideline, but we'll always keep you,
fired.
In the Rolodex for future shows. That was actually good. We did the last time we did this live. Kind of had a crappy microphone, and lucky Mike's wife was there, Jamie. So she kind of just sat and laughed at us as we went live. So hopefully this is going to sound a little bit better. Better Mike and Johnny Appleseed here, who's actually running the camera, was supposed to be walking around and getting nice close-ups, but instead he'll just be moving his camera in and out and doing.
I'm
just messing with you, man. All right, so tonight's show. Well, we could start with our advertisement, but we'll do a quick one. You know what? I'll do a 30-second advertisement. See if we can do this.
Dude, I have to tell you about not about Onnit products.
Okay, let's hear about
Onnit products.
Hold on, before she talks about Onnit products, What If is sponsored by Onnit. If you guys know Onnit, you know Joe Rogan. He uses the Onnit formula, uses the, I think he's a part owner of the Onnit website or whatever. But if you like supplements, you like working out, you like fitness, you like all that stuff, check out weightwhatif.com/Onnit. And that's O-N-N-I-T, and then you can see all the cool stuff that's there. Savannah is a fan of Onnit, so let's hear what she's about to say. She's going to be like, gave me diarrhea for 3 weeks.
So I tried that MagTech stuff.
MagTech? Somebody, I haven't seen that one yet.
Mm-hmm. It's magnesium threonate and maybe a couple other, I don't know what other kinds of ingredients. I just put it in my mouth. I don't know what I'm thinking. Probably not very smart.
Okay.
But I tried it, and it's so bizarre. This is kind of a weird story, but I went to the insurance agency. I had to change my insurance. I don't know. It's not really important. And she thought I was getting it for the first time for my house. And so she just kind of, you know, casually asked, okay, what was the name of your closing attorney? And that happened literally 12 years ago. Does anybody remember the name of their closing attorney?
Chris Peck.
Oh, flip. Well, I mean, I can't imagine that I would have ever remembered it. I'm bad with names. It's in all walks of life. And it just came out, RJ Antonelli. I was like, I know the name of my closing attorney immediately. I haven't had an experience like that in a very long time where I just remembered a name or was able to pick out a piece of information from a long time ago.
So what you're saying is MagTech, which is available on Onnit.com, helped you with recalling information?
I can't help but think that it must have. I mean, it's really, I take smart drugs all the time. I try pretty much everything.
These are all legal drugs.
Yeah.
They're just supplements that are they're called nootropics, and they're supposed to activate like your memory and I don't know, all that stuff. And they also do, here's one, Alpha Brain. We have Alpha Brain from Onnit. Same thing. It's just a supplement that kind of,
do you know what?
Keeps you focused. And what's that?
Shit. I'm so sorry. I think MagTech is actually not from Onnit.
Oh, she was throwing an advertisement down for the competitor.
That's terrible.
Your phone is
terrible.
Making this go crazy. Okay. So,
maybe
forget about MagTech.
Even though it's supposedly pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, it isn't. It's horrible. Horrible stuff.
Wow.
MagTech will give you diarrhea, so don't go with MagTech.
Wait.
Actually, magnesium does give you.
The best part, Kevin, was that this is a supplement she's taken for her memory.
Yeah, and she forgot. That's why you should take supplements from Onnit. So check it out.
Don't take the MagTech, obviously.
It's weightwhatif.com/Onnit. I'm going to be working on too on crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. So if you enjoy this program and want to donate, hey, throw a dollar down for me. You're going to help the show out a little bit. So be looking out for that too. And without further ado, that's all the commercials. Now we're live. What we're going to do is 2017 predictions. What we did is all came up with, it was basically the task at hand was come up with anything that you're going to think is going to happen this year and bring them to the show. And then we'll chat about it.
No rules.
So it could be sports. It could be fitness. Fitness? Yeah, I guess it could be anything. So that's basically it. And since Savannah started us on this, I'm trying to talk and do Facebook at the same time and try to get, it's very difficult. Yeah. Try to get Twitter up with everything. So if I start just kind of going off into space, just kind of reel me in, be like, Kevin, come back. So because I have to do a couple things before we get completely on the rails
online here,
I'll have Savannah start with her predictions.
All right.
For 2017.
Okay, so this is my favorite prediction. So have you guys heard of Watson, IBM's Watson?
Yes.
Yes.
A few years ago, like many years ago, it beat Kenneth somebody, Star. I don't remember his last name. Ken something. I have not been taking any smart drugs lately.
That's all I keep thinking about now, and she can't remember stuff. It's like, I thought you were supposed to remember everything.
And anyway, it beat a big Jeopardy challenge person at Jeopardy. You guys know about that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then a few years later, they were maybe around 2012, they were training Watson to help treat cancer patients. which was pretty interesting.
So how so? Like, come up with a plan, to a treatment plan, or how did they?
That's a really good question. So I think yes, I think it would help. I'm not sure if it was helping with the diagnosis or if it was just helping with the treatment plan. I think it was both, but I'm not really sure.
Well, the idea of Watson being a Google brain, right? Is it Google? No,
IBM.
It's IBM. Okay, yeah. So now I'm a little off there. So, because I know Google wants to be its own brain.
Well, eventually. They have DeepMind. And that, my prediction is kind of tied to that as well.
Okay. So continue.
So, I mean, and within a year, I want to say, so I went to a presentation about it. It seemed like within a year, Watson went from being maybe 30% accurate in its treatment regimen to.
And this is accurate compared to the he'll take.
Compared to what physicians would recommend.
Okay.
But here's an interesting thing. So 30% accurate, and then maybe within a year it was at something like 80% accurate. And this is, this might have actually been indication specific. So it might have only been lung cancer or breast cancer patients. I can't remember.
Okay.
So it was still learning, and this was in 2013. So last year, 2016, I read an article about how not only was Watson fairly accurate with coming up with treatment plans. I need to look into the specifics of that. But not only had it become very accurate, it was recommending regimens that were that basically it was 30% more accurate than the human oncologists. So oftentimes it would correct the oncologist that was a human.
And these people signed up for this, so they knew that an artificial intelligent
was going to be treating them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's not like it was only AI that was treating these people. AI Watson has been working with physicians.
Okay.
So it's not just Watson out there in the wild.
Yeah.
And this
it glitches and it's just doing the completely wrong thing.
And this is being done through major. Major healthcare organizations. Like I want to say Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Wow.
I could be wrong about that. And maybe Cleveland Clinic is also working with them. They really have started working with a lot of really, well-known. Anyway, so my prediction is that sometime in the year 2017, they're going to deploy Watson to just many, many, healthcare organizations all around. So you might actually be able to go to your doctor. A lot of us might actually be able to go to our doctor and have Watson there kind of working with our doctor to treat us quickly and efficiently.
Have they said anything like that? Like they're going to be doing that, or this is just your prediction?
Well, they might have said it, and I probably should have done some research to check that they hadn't. I could just be pretending.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it. I just think it makes sense.
It does make sense. And some people get a little freaked out when I feel like my mic isn't picking up, but it is. You guys can hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Because you sound really clear and you sound really clear. But
so do
to
you.
Me, I'm not. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Like my father-in-law and I were chatting about this. I said, if someday you can have an operation, let's say you needed your heart valve operated on. And you could have a physician who's done, 10,000 of these surgeries, who's taught other people, who it basically wrote the book on how to do this surgery. Or you have a computer that has all the access of every bit of medical information in the entire world, is artificially intelligent in that it can think, it can troubleshoot, it can come up with things on the fly in case something goes wrong, same as a doctor could. But it doesn't get tired. Let's say it had to be a 17-hour surgery. Doesn't get tired, doesn't shake. If you start getting tired, you start shake. Doesn't have fights with its wife on the way out the door. Doesn't have any of those glitches right there. And if they studied it and they said, okay, you have a physician that, like I just said, that has all these hours and all this experience, or you can have this AI robot do it, which studying shows that your percent of error with the physician might be 1%. So 1% of negative outcome.
What? Really? 1% error with physicians?
Well, probably. If you look at a certain physician who's been doing things, say, you know, open heart surgery. They probably don't have a very high.
That's surgeon. Yeah.
I mean, they lose people, sure, but I wouldn't know. I'm just making these numbers up. Or you could have this robot do it, and the robot has a 0.003 error rate. Isn't it just? Isn't it?
Nate, these nope, we're not with me. Nope.
Is your dog getting frisky with everybody?
Yeah, Roger has a girlfriend.
Awkward.
He's not.
It's Johnny's shoe.
Oh my goodness. So what would you do? What would you go with the?
I think I probably would go with the. With the machine, probably I'd have to, you know, I think it's really great. The only thing I don't like about the machine, and I guess at the time of the surgery, it's not a big deal because they're just going off of the known knowledge.
Right.
But the thing is, I don't think like the machine will never have the ability to progress or come up with new solutions.
No, it can. Cause in fact, there's a,
do you know this or are you just okay, is this hypothetical?
No, there's like, one of the big things about AI that's supposed to be coming.
It learns and adapts and builds better
it's
solutions.
Called, it's called positive reinforcement or something like that. It is. No.
You're doing a good job.
No, what it does in the sense.
You're amazing.
It had to do with the one that played Go. Do you know what this game Go is?
Yeah, AlphaGo. That was DeepMind.
Okay. So DeepMind was playing, whatever Go is. I haven't seen Go. But
AlphaGo.
Yeah, I don't know what AlphaGo is.
Oh, wait. Man, I could be wrong about that. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. Okay, you're right. It could be Go.
So
sorry.
He was playing.
I know.
Take it from on it. That. Yeah.
So it was playing, and it sucked at first. And then it learned, and it taught, and it said, okay, if I do this, this happens. And it positive reinforcement, meaning negative reinforcement. It said, this doesn't work, so let's not do that. This works. So it didn't start with anything but the rules to play. And then it developed, and eventually it's like the hardest game in the world.
I guess part of the problem is it's confined by the rules of the game.
Sure, it's narrow.
Sometimes you know it's okay to break the rules.
It's narrow.
I mean, we don't want to break the law, but you can break the rules.
Yeah,
you know, and then that's fine too. I mean, in the case of a game, I mean, you don't break the rules, but in the case of like healing people, and searching for better ways to do things, sometimes you got to break the rules a little bit.
Yeah. I guess there is the art. We always talk about the art of medicine versus, and that means I can walk into a room and within 4 seconds know if someone has the flu. I mean, at least get an idea. I always use my tests and all that but I can walk in and look at somebody like they're fine. Or I walk in and I'm like, that dude's got the flu or something like that. And then I talk to him and then I kind of come up with my little hypotheses and run my tests just to confirm that that's what I'm thinking. And even if my tests are off, like if my test still doesn't say it, I'm like, you know what? Everything is telling me this person has strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm treating for strep throat. I don't care what my tests say because
So you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, I am.
Sort of. You're going outside the test and you're doing, and a machine couldn't do that.
Well, my theory.
A machine would be programmed. These are the tests. This is what you do. And these are the rules, right? The tests are the rules. Machine couldn't do what you're doing then.
Unless.
That's like the best example.
Unless when you make that assessment, So there's a part of your brain that is picking up on something that maybe the literature hasn't told you. And maybe that something would be something that the machines could pick up in the literature. Like maybe.
Gut instinct.
Maybe you're right. Maybe there's something that we would never be able to access in the literature. Yeah. I guess that's a really good point.
Yeah. Sometimes we just get feelings about things in you. Like Kevin just said it. Kevin just disproved his own point.
What's that again? No, sorry, I was just daydreaming about chocolate chip cookies.
So I thought DeepMind didn't figure out how to learn from how to sort of incorporate learnings until recently. And I actually tried to Google that article. I couldn't find it for some reason, but I read it pretty much like, I want to say in October or November, that they finally, it was kind of a breakthrough in artificial intelligence.
Like positive reinforcement thing or.
But the Go, that happened earlier in the year.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened last year, right?
Oh, really? I thought it happened this year.
Because early in the year would mean like 4 days ago.
Right. Yeah. Good point. 2016.
So it's kind of interesting you brought up AI for your first point, because my first point, my first prediction for this year is I think right now with AI, and I actually fell into this category. If you look at I've had previous guests have been experts in AI, is that I think it was kind of the buzzword for 2016 because big things were happening, like Go, I'm sorry, Alpha, whatever it's called, Watson, all that stuff was kind of, it was new. So people were really, really conscious of AI and talking about it a lot, and it was in the news a lot. I think that we are expecting too much because this thing has to evolve. And I think this year, my prediction is you're not going to hear as much about AI. Maybe if something big comes on, yeah. But I think we're going to be disappointed with lack of like, hey, I thought this was supposed to happen or I thought that was supposed mm-hmm. to happen. I don't think we're going to see anything too cool till probably 2020. I'm going to give it 3 years till we start saying,
wow,
like, oh, you know, because right now we're, think about it, we're kind of like at the Atari level of AI, right? So I'll explain what I mean by that. So when Atari came out, it was cool, right? Yeah, everyone wanted Atari. It was, the graphics were horrible and everything, but we didn't have anything to compare it to. So we were just playing crappy games on Atari and thinking it was the best. And that's kind of what we're doing now. Like our house has like the Nest. So that's like a kind of an artificial intelligence. It learns what, you know, how you use your heat and how to use your HVAC system. We have lights that you can, basically our homes are becoming smart, but they're still kind of glitchy. Everything has to talk to each other. Mm. And I think it's going to take a few more years for it just to start getting to the next level till, you know, mm-hmm. like I was doing, oh, my stupid phone. I don't even know where it is right now. All right.
It's recording, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's one of them. But
oh,
so here's my phone, Galaxy S5, and it's supposed to be like, you know, it's a couple versions old, I guess. But I'll sit there and I'll be like, turn on flashlight, and then it'll just say something completely opposite, like, you don't have any messages, and I'm like, what's going on here? So I don't know. What I'm basically saying is, I think we're going to start seeing a lack of interest this year, and it's not going to get better for a couple years. Oh. Hold on a second. Johnny Apples. What's that?
I think we dumped that live.
Uh-oh.
Let me see.
Yikes. I was live on here, but
it says live,
but I don't see anything.
Yeah, you're live.
Okay.
You just handed it back. I'm watching it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you can watch yourself.
30
seconds delay.
So it is a delay.
Okay, sorry. We thought we had one. some technical difficulties, but we don't. So, anyways, that's my take on it. Mike, what do you think?
I was just checking the live. This is so cool.
You kind of gave me a look like when I said I think this is kind of like the Atari version.
I only gave you the look because I saw Savannah give you a look. I thought she thought it was more advanced than I was. Like, I think it might.
Like, I'll jump on that.
I was like, no, it wasn't jumping. I was just waiting for whatever was going to happen. But I do agree. I don't think this year is going to be the year for AI. I think it's going to be a few more years out. But I do think the growth is going to be exponential. I don't think you got to wait very long. I think it's going to happen very, very quick. So your 3-year prediction, I think, is probably more accurate than like.
And that's not for full blown AI. That's until we start seeing like just better stuff. Like you'll be able to come home and say lights on, blah blah blah, or it'll know when you're going to be home.
That new what is it?
You can come home and say lights on.
Yeah, you actually, that exists. Or what's that thing, Echo, or from Google or whatever, that little box?
Google is the Google
You can
one.
Like talk to it.
You and just said it and it picked up.
Yeah, it picked up.
That's that by itself I find just fascinating. You know, and then you imagine a year or two from now what that's going to be.
I know, yeah.
I can't wait till it can make me sandwiches, you know? That's going to be amazing. I'm like, come on, okay, Google, make me a sandwich.
They'll 3D print some cardboard. 3D print,
yeah. Actually, that's a really good one. Will we see this year robots that can actually maybe do the dishes or cook us food?
See, it's all too specific.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Because like I have a robot now that...
It's the Jetsons is what we're looking for.
That vacuums for me. And that's all it does. And it's even kind of dumb about that. Did you guys hear about shit-ocalypse? No. Apocalypse with shit. Shit-apocalypse?
What?
Shit-topalypse?
No. Oh, no.
So people... check this out at home. if you Google people with their Roombas, what the Roomba was doing... is it's, you know, they would leave for the day and they'd have the Roomba, you know, programmed to go out and vacuum. And it'll, if your dog shits on the carpet, it'll get stuck under the Roomba and it'll just track it throughout the whole room because it's too dumb. So there's a lot of stuff online. If you look up, I think it's like shit and apocalypse together, shit apocalypse or something like that.
That's the best.
Yeah. And right now,
who are your listeners? They need to like somehow chime in and be like, yep, nope, that happened to me.
Or try it at home.
Yeah, we're trying. But apparently the engineers are working now on fixing that glitch. So that is something.
No, then it definitely has happened. Someone had called up the Roomba company and was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, literally.
Literally drank shit all over my house.
And it's like just rubbing it in because it's trying to. So with that said, right, we do have machines that wash our dishes. But they'd all have to be like, you would need a big machine to make you a sandwich. And you need like a big machine I don't know. I'm just thinking other things.
Well, I'm talking about like, what if it was actually just a robot that maybe, a robot that made stuff.
But have you seen like the robots that they have now? Like they're hooked up to these giant machines. They can't walk on their own. And all that information, like let's say you wanted an AI robot. You'd have to somehow get all that information and store it in that little, I guess it could wear a backpack or something.
But. Well, it just knows how to make me a sandwich or make me food.
It would take too long.
I might have to have a very, you probably would have to have a very organized kitchen. Although you could probably teach with AI, you could probably teach it how to sort of recognize the various elements that might exist in different kitchens. I bet you that'll be possible.
Don't you think too, though, that like, let's say Microsoft put it out or IBM. Now they have eyes in your home. Like I already, my laptop here, this Surface Pro, when I pick it up, it looks at my face and it logs me on. And I'm thinking, and it had to take like 5 or 6 shots of my face. I had to analyze it for like a minute. And that information's heading over to, who makes this? Microsoft? So to me, I'm thinking Microsoft now has a perfect image of my face from every angle because it can log me onto here. And at some point down the line, say interactive advertising or anything like that. I'm walking down the mall and this thing goes, oh, there goes Kevin. I know he likes Onnit. And all of a sudden, boom, there's all these Onnit ads.
That already exists. Geofencing for advertising. You can hook your phone hooks up. So if you're within a certain distance between certain stores.
Oh, it knows
that you. It's like, you know, when you Google certain things and then you're on different websites and you see the small ads for the thing that you just Googled. Mm-hmm. That's just like smart advertising. There's like, I think it's called geofencing. So if you're in the certain radius of like some business and you've Googled certain things, it would push you notifications.
Okay.
See, I wish there's different ways to do that.
Can I
sign up for it?
I learned about it in Vegas, actually. It was at a convention that I went to. It was all about bars and nightclubs and how to push your like specials and stuff out to like potential patrons. So if you're like walking down the street and our place, Revival, has a drink special, it'd shoot it out and you guys in the vicinity would get it, a push notification that says, hey, this is what's happening right now, or this band's playing.
See, it's actually pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like to know.
So kind of to what you were saying, I think, right?
You like that, but it sounds like you don't like.
I get creeped out with all my information being on some database somewhere. I mean, it's just natural to feel creeped out about that.
I guess it depends what sort of information it is. If it's my consumer information, I don't mind.
How about your face?
I mean, it's there anyway. There it is. Yeah. It's already out on Facebook. I mean, you got photos on Facebook, Instagram.
Not many, though. You look at my Facebook.
Okay, maybe not you, but the majority of people, especially millennials, it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So that facial recognition, we're so used to it. We were raised in it, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The art of the selfie is taken away that weird.
You millennials?
I'm not in a millennial.
I know.
I was born in 81. That's not a millennial.
No, that isn't. You're right. Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to say is, again, in 2017, I don't think we're going to see, like, I'm in no rush to go out and get a new phone. I'm in no rush because it seems like there's been, we're broadcasting right now to the world via phone. That's cool. Like, their abilities are becoming cool. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing in a phone, like this, like I said, is an S5. I have no desire to get the S7 or whatever comes out next until I start seeing stuff that's like, all right, that's cool. Like a folding screen.
Well, especially when Apple, their latest phone, the only thing is they don't have like a jack to it.
Yeah.
That little headphone jack.
Like, why would you spend money on that?
Yeah, the new phone has no jack.
But it looks exactly like the old phone. Everything about it is like the old phone.
So when you're seeing those sorts of advancements, then it's like, yeah, let's wait a little bit.
Did you guys see Westworld at all? HBO's Westworld?
No.
Did you watch it?
I saw the first three episodes.
It's good. It's a great show. But their phone's on there, so it's like this, but it unfolds, and the screen is perfect, so you can't see like the seams or anything, but you can unfold it, and that's when I'll start getting excited, because I like, you know, small stuff that can throw in my pocket and have really, really high computing ability. But anyways, I don't see that coming out.
I think we're going to see. I thought my predictions were more low tech.
Let's hear your prediction.
Mine is, and you guys probably don't like it.
I wish I had some music, like a music bed to be like, and Mike's prediction.
Mine are really not that great. I think just in literature, we're going to see a rise in some really, really great authors who are just pretty fantastic satirists.
Because of Trump or
not Trump. I think it's over the last bunch of years. I think it's with the change. I think with things that are coming, I think we're going to see someone or some multiple people like Oscar Wilde,
like an, a renaissance?
Mark Twain, you know, just writing some really amazing, more or less kind of satires. And it's going to just make literature pretty phenomenal again. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like to read. So it's, to me, I think, and that's pretty low tech, you know, it's just paper, words on paper.
It's been around for a couple of thousand years. Yes. I find
that. I think.
Do you ever, well, I was going to say, do you ever think about that? Like when you look at Shakespeare, or when you look at, like you said,
Oscar Wilde is Oscar one of my favorites. Yeah. He's just, I think he's just a great, but very smart.
Who are they today? You know what I mean? Like who's
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, you know, with everything that has happened, and if you look at these guys and where they existed in the times and how things were, I think now's the time. I think these great authors are going to show up, poets and just authors who write really amazing novels. And I think it's going to be terrific. And it's going to allow us to laugh at ourselves. 2016 was kind of wild. I mean, there was a lot of hate in 2016. And I think it's going to start changing. And I think this is kind of how we come to terms and we just kind of relax a little bit. And it's going to be through literature.
Do you think that the millennials, do you think they read anymore?
Yes.
Hipsters. I bet you the hipsters sit around there like,
oh, no, I don't think hipsters read though. I think they're like, I got this book and but they don't ever really read any. I don't really know what they do.
I think that there's, it's less and less likely for people to read very long form prose. We're just really, we'll read short tweets. We'll read short articles.
I don't agree. I should have looked up the numbers on like book sales and stuff, but I don't think that's true at all. I think short chapters are good enough. You don't have to read, you know, I'm not asking you to read,
Moby Dick.
Well, that's not a super, that is actually
it's long, like the longest.
I was thinking the worst book I ever read was a Tale of Two Cities something, which was like, Jesus Christ. But, you know, some really cool things like Oscar Wilde. I really like The Portrait of Dorian Gray and The Importance of Being Earnest. And those are, they're relatively small chapters and they're funny and they're poking fun at society and the way things are. It's just a great satire and it just keeps you entertained. And we don't really haven't had anything like quite like that in a while. And I think this is the time. I think the social setting, the way that we are as a country and as a world, I think it's time, high time for these satires to come out and start writing some amazing books.
Well, I'd like to see that. I don't ever have time to read. I mean, I suppose I do, but I'm lazy.
That's it. You can lay in bed and read.
Yeah, that's true. But when I drive to work, I use audio.
Well, crazy. Audio. Well, okay. So fine. You're not reading. It's an audio book. But the thing was, before it was audio, it was a book. Someone's just reading the book to you. So the thing, the book still exists. Maybe not in your hands, but it still exists. The literature still exists.
For the folks at home, if you go on to my Facebook site, throw in a prediction if you have one. We'll read it just under the comments there. Sorry, I just thought I'd add that. Okay, who's next?
So in The Inevitable, Kevin Kelly actually writes a little bit about sort of the future of books and writing and music. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'm not butchering this, but he starts off with talking about how music, now we can take a song and we can kind of make it what we want it to be. And actually you even interviewed somebody about the Star Wars sequel that he made. So he kind of took something media that was out there and he turned it into something that he wanted. Although I don't think he actually took existing media, did he create his own?
He did his own thing. The Star Trek guy that was, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I mean, the technology is there for people to to like make a fan movie that has the look of a science fiction movie from the 90s. You know what I mean? The same quality. That's
incredible. It's the technology. Yeah. It's so great.
But he makes the argument that people will increasingly be able to, it'll just be normal to kind of take some writing or some music and to kind of edit it to kind of have your own personal flair, and people will kind of share that as well.
I think that's great. Yeah.
It is kind of interesting. So there won't be a book that's just set in stone, no changes. It'll kind of ever be evolving.
I think that's really great. There's still going to be great originators, authors, and musicians, because that you can't, someone has to start it, has to start from somewhere. And then what we do to take it and not bastardize it. I don't say bastardize it in a bad way, but you take it and you make it your own.
You bastardize it in a good way.
But in a good way, you make it your own. No, I think that's terrific, man. I mean, why wouldn't you want to see that sort of thing?
There will be endless forms of entertainment in the future.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Especially with, have you seen augmented reality, how that works? So you put on your glasses and they'll have to make them, you know, not like giant bulky things that you wear, but just little lenses.
Oh.
And like, let's say you're watching football. So your TV's there and it's not just something on your screen. Like it knows the layout of your room. So like, let's say you're interested in, you're like, Tom Brady, has he broken any records this year? You could just be like, blink, and pull his profile up here and it'll just kind of sit there in the room. That other people can see. So you're like, you're sharing information that way. It's pretty wild. They already have stuff like that out there. They
do. Pokemon Go, the game is doing augmented reality. Yeah. If you guys have played that.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. Again, that's like that. I did. I tried it a couple of times. I'm not gonna lie.
It's kind of fun. It's like, oh, this is interesting. But then it gets old pretty quick.
But then I felt like the people who made it are getting now live feeds from inside my house.
Well, just don't play inside your house.
That's true. I played in my bathroom a lot. It really knows my bathroom. You just can't chase anything.
That's right.
Well, you'll find that a lot of the apps on your phone actually have access to your camera.
Yeah.
Often there's no reason for them to have
that's
that.
That's true. Have you seen Snowden? Have you watched any of those documentaries, or there was a movie about it too?
No.
According to him and according to all that stuff, is they can do that. Like if they're watching you, they can just snap on your camera.
Which agrees.
I think it's true. I agree too. I think it's very true that could happen. But I'm also the kind of guy that's like, well, I'm not important enough for anyone to really like, who's going to watch out of the billion people on the planet. Who's going to look at me? Like the government's really going to look at me.
I purposely walk nude in front of my camera all the time just to piss them off.
It's like, who are we to like, they're actually like, yeah, we're going to look at Kevin.
Did I drop my towel? Yeah. So I had some other things. I thought these would be fun. How about deaths? What deaths do you guys predict?
Ugh.
I know.
2016 took them all.
I know. Alan Thicke, who saw that one coming?
Oh.
But
I didn't even know. That's.
Well, let me read the ones that I have. And I have reason to know he died.
I'm the jerk. No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, he died. Alan Thicke did.
I mean, I knew Carrie Fisher died, and that was sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
Did you know Michael Jackson died? Yeah. What's his name this year? Prince. That was kind of upsetting.
That was a shock, yeah. I think, it shocked me. I wasn't ready for that.
So my predictions are as follows. And I apologize to the families of these famous people. It is just simply a prediction. These are meant for...
Going to stop at each one and let us talk about it, whether we agree or disagree?
Sure, if you want.
All right.
If you want.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. So my first guess is going to be George Bush Sr. Because that guy's old. He is old. Have you seen pictures of him? I bet you there's going to be a presidential...
He's that old?
Oh, yeah. He fought in World War II. He flew airplanes in World War II.
So I would give you more credit for these predictions if the people, if they were untimely deaths.
Okay. Well, then
we can you take somebody who's on their deathbed and you say, I predict this person will die this year.
He's 105. He's going.
So I did mine in categories, right? So old school, my generation, my parents' generation, and then what I called close calls. So these are people that are going to have close calls this year. So old school is going to be George Bush Sr. And I don't think he's not a senior, but you know what I mean? Like the first one.
Yeah. The big one. Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth and Kurt Douglas. And I'm not sure if he's still alive, but I know he's, again.
Yeah, he's alive.
Old, right? But he's like a walking skeleton.
Is he really that old? I didn't know.
He was Ben-Hur, right?
Oh, he's got to be. Yeah.
And he was old in Ben-Hur.
Because Michael Douglas is his son and he's pretty old.
And he looks pretty bad.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So that's old school. My generation.
Those are like gimmies, though. I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I mean, okay. That's my generation. All right. I'm going to go with, because every now and then it's that person that dies and you're like, you know what? I could see that coming. My guess is going to be Macaulay Culkin.
Oh,
what?
He's
not a kid anymore.
No, he's really not. But and I don't think all of that. I mean, if he goes, it's because of a drug overdose.
Does he have a drug issue?
He's got a lot of issues.
He's got a lot of issues.
He had a lot of weird things after Home Alone.
But I went through IMDb and I was looking at all the names. I'm like, I don't know.
Actually, I don't know that to be true. I'm saying it. I just assume it's
true. Yeah, I don't think he has problems.
I don't think he's going to die anytime soon.
I really brought the party down with this one, too. I thought we'd have more fun with this.
I think he's going to be fine. I think the opposite. I think he's going to have a comeback. Macaulay Culkin's going to make it.
Oh, good one. Who's going to have a comeback this year?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Here we go.
He did it. He did. You know what?
He's on the New Apprentice, and I heard it wasn't going.
He was on my close calls list.
Really?
Yeah, I figured my close calls was Arnold.
All the stuff he put in his body.
Yeah, Arnold might have a cancer this year. Just prediction. These are all just predictions.
He's my hero. He's a hero. He's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
The big C. Seriously, I have reasons for it.
I see Tom Hanks having a heart attack or something.
Oh no.
Maybe. I if it happens, Kevin,
why
I'd be like, yeah, I agree
America's
with you, Kevin.
Beloved.
No. Isn't he high strung? Isn't he kind of a high strung guy?
I don't wish
Tom Hanks. Yeah. No, he's like the coolest dude
But he gets fired up about politics and stuff. Right?
Yeah, he's a liberal.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he did. Isn't he like he doesn't like? Maybe I'm misinformed, but I thought he was like really against Donald Trump, and now Trump's the president.
Yeah,
he could have already. Like,
a lot of people were against Donald Trump.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. He said Tom Hanks, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I could.
He's also
see
got
that.
Diabetes, so I look at it. He's kind of overweight. He's got diabetes. He loses weight. He gains weight. Again, these aren't wishes of mine. I didn't wish this upon them. These are predictions came to me.
The Kevin Nostradamus, Nostra Kevin's.
I sat there and I had chicken bones and these names came up. The other one is going to be Tom Brokaw. I figured he's going to start getting dementia.
He died. Didn't he die?
No.
Peter Jennings died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Peter Jennings died?
Yeah, I figured.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where have I been? I don't read the news. I don't know what's going on.
That was years ago.
And then this one's really going to set you guys here because all three of these are some of my favorite actors. My parents' generation. And by, I don't mean they're my parents' age, but you know, they grew up and these guys were in the movies for them. And I guess some of them for us too. Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
he's old. He makes some great flicks. I think he's probably one of my favorite.
I don't think so. He's like the toughest man on the planet.
Yeah.
He's going to be 100.
He actually died 5 years ago and he's walking around.
Yeah. He's a tough, he's like the toughest man there is in America right now.
He really is. James Earl Jones.
Really?
He was born in 35 or 34. I looked at it and I was like, wow,
but I feel like he's probably got not like he takes care of himself, but he probably eats healthy. Well, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
But he's probably got a cook that lives at his house and makes him food and he probably eats his supplements.
He's not that successful, is he?
I don't know.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah. All I know him is he's got a for lot of Darth money. Vader.
Yeah, but he does everything.
He does a lot of voice.
He does a lot of voice stuff. Yeah. Okay.
He's actually active.
Field of Dreams. He was great in Field of Dreams.
Oh, man, I think he'll be all right.
That movie's awesome.
And then I had Sean Connery just because
he's a tough old man too.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like Clint Eastwood.
They play.
Yeah, but
tough
you can't
old
just play an old man. There's got to be some toughness in you in order to play a tough old man. You can't just fake the funk on tough man. You got a little bit of you's got to be tough if you're going to play tough.
And then, do you know what? This one's too early. I mean, too early, too easy. Betty White. Everyone thinks Betty White's going
to
be going.
She'll live to be 150.
I know. I think it's too. Although she was like, what's her name there? It just died. Not Phyllis Diller. I think she just died too. The one that used to do all the. She had a voice like this and she would do all the.
Oh, Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, yeah.
She was here in North Carolina. What's that?
Joan Rivers basically got killed. Didn't she go for like plastic surgery and die?
Yeah.
She got placed.
Yeah, she didn't die. She was killed.
She just melted. They put her too close to a heater and she melted.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think 2017, and maybe it's just the optimism in me, but I think it's going to be a really great year. I don't think we're going to have like a ton of just crazy deaths like that happened in 2016.
I agree. Who's coming back? Okay. Whose career is going to get revived?
Oh, man. Didn't George Michael just do something incredible? Didn't George Michael?
He died.
He died?
That's unbelievable. I can't believe.
So, yeah, his music.
I was just reading. Are you screwing with me right now? He's really George Michael's dead?
Historically, though. historically musicians.
Well, then they're music. I think this is where you're going. So you said who's coming back. I said George Michael. He's dead. But there could be a huge spike in his music.
There will be. Always is.
And it's going to come back, and then his estate's going to make a bunch of money.
Cover.
So
good cover.
Yes.
That's right. You know what? He's probably right. George Michael would probably be one of the top grossing
guys. Like four people that died in 16, and I'm like, I had no idea.
I don't think that's a comeback.
But do you know what? If he came back, that'd be pretty rad.
That would probably be amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
George Michael will be revived.
That's right.
I just thought of another prediction for 2017.
Okay.
They will make another amazing discovery in the world of cryogenics and bringing people back from the dead, like freezing
if
them.
If that happens, being able to bring them George back. Michael might actually come back.
That's right. Probably not next year, though. So how do you, I don't know how I feel about cryogenics, because have you ever overfrozen something? Mike's still on.
Well, that's where the science is trying to play a role, so that when you freeze them and you de-thaw it, it doesn't have that sort of quality, the crystallized quality. Is that what you're talking about?
Freezer burned brain. But yeah, I mean,
but if you don't freeze you too cold, or maybe you freeze someone too cold, that's the secret. Don't let moisture in. That's what kills it. Freezer burn.
Well, I think they're putting a different kind of moisture in it.
I'm lost now. I didn't know George Michael was dead.
Mike hasn't had time to mourn yet. We have to take a break.
I don't think it's funny that he's dead. I think it's funny.
It's just sad that I was like, let's predict who's going to come back. And you're like, well, George Michael,
amazing happen with music? No, he died. That's what happened. Son of a bitch. I have no idea.
Who do you think is going to make a comeback, Savannah?
Oh, good question. Who's going to make it? Can I say Michael Keaton, or has he already come back?
Because of Birdman. Did you see Birdman?
He kind of already did.
Yeah, but that's like one movie, man. I mean, is that really a comeback?
No, he did something else, too.
All right. See, even Johnny Appleseed agrees.
No, I think because he was an Oscar contender. And then he's in another movie next year.
What's a contender?
But he's in another movie this year where he plays. He plays a superhero or something.
Does it have to be?
He actually plays Birdman or something like that, and then
in the what?
I got
in some movie this year. Okay, go ahead.
My comeback, Kanye West.
Present.
What did he go?
Kanye
somewhere?
West. He's not dead.
Gone. I know he's not.
He freaked out. He went weird, and then things got really bizarre with him. And then his last album was a complete train wreck. He's married to Kim Kardashian, and she's a train wreck. And I think he's going to have a come to Jesus moment, and he's going to come and produce records like he did in the very beginning.
Hasn't the hip hop community
ousted him?
What happened? I know. I realized I got these braces in, and when I talk a lot, my mouth gets dry, and then I end up looking like this. I get kind of like mouthy. I go in to talk to my patients, and my lips are kind of stuck like this. But
you're like you're on the cocaine, is that what that is? You rub it up on your
So what did you say?
What were you gonna say about the hip-hop community?
They disowned Kanye because he said he supported Trump, right?
That's the thing. That's the comeback.
He supported Trump?
Yeah.
If the whole hip-hop, I didn't know that, but if the whole hip-hop community says no more of this guy,
he was leaving the country.
He's actually, that's right. I think he did say he was going to leave the country.
No, I thought Kanye supported him, and I'm telling you, they supported him.
He might have in the beginning, and then they did that, and then he said this. But I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know if I
truly
believe that.
You disagree, right? Can't. Johnny, okay.
We're going to look. Do you know what? We have
the all I know, the guy's like a Looney Tune, and a lot of people know that. And I think this is look at his interview on Ellen.
He was going to run for president.
I saw it on
in 2020. You're right.
He was going to run for president.
Well,
he is. He's a Looney Tune.
Anybody running for president at this point, can we really call him crazy? Because it really isn't up for grabs.
Yeah, if you got the money.
I'm just tapping into something. That's awesome. Some of the comments here. And I can actually Google this here. Let's do this real quick.
Never mind.
Who is Joe
Comprado? You say somebody else who's dead.
Who's Joe E. Comprado? Is that one of your Google. Friends? Okay, he says he can hear you.
Hi, Joe.
Just for a little shout outs, I think I gave it at the beginning there, but we had my mom and dad, Mike and Claire Sullivan. Colleen Simpson is on there with her husband, Donnie, I believe. We also have Emmylou Hayes. Anyone know that? Emmylou Hayes. And Malia is chiming in a little bit. She said, strap in. I don't know why. Full table, upright positions, whatever. Okay, so next prediction. Do you think that anything is going to happen environmentally this year? And I'll tell you why I'm thinking this. There's been a lot of activity along the fault lines all over the country.
Oh.
And the last big earthquake here was a long time. I think it was the Oakland Raiders.
That was my prediction.
Oh, you were going to go with earthquake?
Same exact tradition.
Yeah, you got to chime in too. I'll flip the camera on and you can say, okay. So I think there'll be one, and it's either going to be two things. It's either going to be a bad one in California or a mediocre one where there usually isn't. Because like Oklahoma is having tremors and stuff now.
So Oklahoma, didn't they prove that it actually is because of fracking?
Is it though?
No, it was because of where they were storing the water. Like if you can still frack and not have the environmental issue, but mm-hmm. the way that they were, I guess, managing the water storage, I think, was what was causing it.
Now, wait, was that just causing tremors that people said were earthquakes, or was it literally?
No, it was
triggering?
Causing earthquakes.
So how?
What's the difference between
to me, that seems impossible. No, like, let's say that down the road they're storing water and it causes, I don't know, like a sinkhole or something, and the collapse shakes the table.
Oh, understood. Yeah.
Versus you're actually taking plates. The plates to move. See, that seems a little bit. See, this is what pisses me off about environmental issues and stuff like that, is that people, we think we're that important that we can cause earthquakes and we can change the climate that much. I mean, oh, he's a climate denier. I'm not a climate denier. What I'm saying is, I think
nobody said anything.
Yeah, oh
actually,
no! I kind of got a little.
We're all here. No
kind of got a little paranoid there.
Yeah,
for a minute. Well, because if you get labeled climate denier nowadays, you're like screwed. Everyone attacks you.
I deny there is a climate.
That's right.
How can you be a climate denier if there is no climate?
Check and mate. But the point being is, if you took all the human beings in the world, we would all fit in like New York City. Or something like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. It would be really packed in tight.
But, yeah, but we produce a lot of waste.
That's true. And you know, no, and I know there's some dirt. But do you think that we can? Do you think we can cause an earthquake?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think we can. I think we can do quite a few environmental issues.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that we should. I mean, a lot of people the conclusion that they draw from that is that we need to stop doing whatever we're doing. I don't think that that's a possibility. I think we have to just continue on our trajectory and meanwhile figure out solutions to these environmental issues.
Mm-hmm. I think the problems are so like multifaceted that we're too dumb. We focus on one thing. We say that's the issue. That's what we're doing. And meanwhile, there's so many more parts to the problem. Like. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're having earthquakes and someone's fracking right next to it, then
it's a pretty logical.
Yeah,
conclusion.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Well, that's a definite, because my dad thinks similarly to you on a lot of those types of issues. He thinks a lot of the people who claim environmentalists are morons.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, yep, fracking did it. I mean, he didn't say it was the fracking. He said it was the way they were storing the water. So you can still frack as much as you want. Just go frack away.
All right. So I stand correct. No, I don't stand corrected because I still don't know.
No, I mean, it's totally, I didn't look at it myself. So.
I will look it up. But that was one of mine. I figured that there might be an earthquake stateside. I mean, there's been earthquakes around the world. Actually, there's been pretty bad ones, but. You know how we are in America. We're kind of zoned in on our own little area. And
I hope California doesn't get one because it might mean San Francisco will just go right into the ocean. That would be awful.
Yeah.
And San Francisco has had that before. I mean, in the early 1900s, yeah. I think they had a huge earthquake that caused half the city to burn down.
We would lose probably 50% of...
Google. We might lose Google.
No, I was going to say...
You're going to talk about liberals or something?
Yeah, like no. Hippies? What are those guys who were the... What are they called again? I totally forgot their names.
Hipsters?
Hipsters, yeah. 50% of hipsters have been lost.
As a result of an earthquake in San Francisco.
But I mean, I feel like we're due for one. I'd hate to see that happen, but...
Me too.
I just feel like... Because the last big one, wasn't it like Katrina? I know that was an earthquake, but I was thinking the last big...
Natural disaster.
100-year event.
What, Yeah, Katrina, but the result of that wasn't because, I mean, it was because the levee broke.
Yeah.
It was, What?
That's a natural.
Yeah, but then there was the hurricane that nailed New Jersey, wasn't it? I mean, that was Sandy.
Sandy.
That's right. That was pretty gnarly, wasn't it?
That was
it?
A bad one.
That one firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah. And then since then, I don't know. We got hit pretty hard. North Carolina last year.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Hurricane Matthew destroyed a lot of people's lives.
We had, and I still, it's very difficult for me to talk about it, but we did have a branch go through my fence outside.
We will rebuild.
Never forget.
We will never forget. We will rebuild.
Yeah.
Dang, I had a prediction.
Go ahead. Bring up your prediction.
I know. I just lost it, though.
It's the prediction show. Shit. Johnny Appleseed, do you have any predictions?
You hit mine. Big one.
Okay.
Natural disaster.
He's back.
Big time on United States soil.
Oh.
Oh, wait, what? Natural disaster?
Yeah, like
okay.
The earthquake type of deal.
The other thing we have to think about.
Right.
I don't think so. I'm going to go against it. I'm staying optimistic for 17. I'm like, I don't think so.
The other thing that you have to think about, too.
It's going to be nice.
Is the geological time span. So, like, if a geologist says, hey, do you know what? I think we're on the verge of a major earthquake. That could be, you know, 1,200 years from now. You know, like geological time frame. It means nothing to us. So it just may not happen in our lifetimes. It just might not. Just like the cauldron, you know, that big. That scares the shit out of me. The Yellowstone. How Yellowstone's like a giant freaking. Yeah. They looked at it from space and they're like, wait a minute, that's a giant volcano that technically could erupt at any time. Did you know this?
No.
You're looking at me kind of frightened.
No. When did they find that out?
I don't know. I would make up
the 70s.
It was at some point.
I'm just like,
it was at some point they looked and they said, oh, that's a big volcano.
God, that's, that is scary.
It's a boiling pot.
Say again?
Boiling pot.
With,
yeah.
Or what do you call it? A steam pot. Or whatever.
But again, they say it's on the verge of blowing, and it blows every 60,000 years or something ridiculous like that. And the last one was, you know, 55,000 years ago. And it's like, all right, well, we got 5,000 years, you know, give or take. Could happen tomorrow. Could happen in 10,000 years. I mean, it's all, you can't worry about that stuff. I think the bigger issue, if we're going to worry about environmental things, is asteroids.
Really?
Yeah.
So
why
really?
Now? I mean, it could have
read about it just recently
on some Notre Dame's website.
No, I'm all about Graham Hancock now. I've been reading all of Graham Hancock's books.
Fire from the sky will come crashing down.
Ever read those? Do you believe any of Nostradamus?
No, of course I don't.
No, I don't either.
In fact, for your show, I was Googling 2017 predictions just so I'd have something, and it was just all Notre Dame's predictions. I'm like, what is this shit? And it was like, these crazy writings, and the first they tried to...
they tied into everything.
Yeah, and the thing was they were like, Notre Dame has predicted the Trump victory, and it was like these sentences. It was like, what the fuck is...
And what they
you can,
do...
You can draw similarities, like, it's just so silly.
He wrote all these, like convoluted sentences that were backwards, and then
retarded.
Then he shifted them, like he threw them all around, like, so they're not in any order.
Right.
So you can take, like... And then people who look at it, they say, like... 9/11, when he predicted that, they're like, two brothers will fall, the towers with two towers.
Yeah,
at 40 degrees. New York is at 40 degrees latitude. It's like, come on, man. I could write something completely random and just, you know.
That's the thing. It's
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I was watching that video that you sent from, who's that guy, the Randall
Carlson.
Carlson, yeah.
Randall Carlson, yeah.
And he talks about how, I don't know, the diameter of the moon and the diameter of the sun and
sacred
how...
geometry.
Yeah, and that to me also seemed like there's the number 108 that keeps popping up.
It pops up everywhere.
To me, I kind of feel like, wait a second, it seems like
don't
if you were looking
Randall
for
Carlson.
A number... No, I mean, I maybe he's totally reasonable, but it seems like if you were looking for a specific number, you could make some sort of...
You're right.
Rather than taking the diameter, you would take the radius.
Yes,
and
you can find it anywhere. If you want to find a specific number, you will find it.
But when you get certain numbers that pop up all over the place, and they're not just random, like they have to do with similar things, like a 5,000-year-old structure is built to this... ratio, and you know, the ratio of the Earth's diameter to the Earth's radius.
People just study the stars.
Well,
they figured out those ratios and they mimic those ratios. I mean, that's
they just mimic
nature as well.
That's
they
the
do.
Point that he was saying. But his idea is that they did this to help communicate with people nowadays, like to let us know that, hey, we were smarter than you think we are. And, you know, this is what,
I don't know if they had the forethought to be like 50,000 years in the future, we're going to communicate and let them know that we're smarter than they think.
Do you know what? Sometimes it just like I've been reading a lot of this archaeology. It's just my thing now, just for a few weeks, a few months, and then I'll get over it. But,
we should have a whole episode about this, actually.
Yeah, I think we should do. We're going to have a future episode on sacred geometry. I'll see if I can get someone from
I like Carlson that stuff, too, man. That's fun.
Maybe you can get Graham Hancock.
Hey, I'll send you the videos if you have time to watch them.
I actually do. I enjoy it because it's entertaining to me.
Okay.
I do really like that sort of
stuff. It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
But we're getting off track here.
Yes.
So any other predictions?
You were talking about how we make too much of a big deal out of AI, and we are expecting a lot from it, and we're probably going to be disappointed this year. So I'm going to go against both of you and say that I think we're going to have something great happen.
Wait a minute. I've been optimistic this whole time.
No, but you said you think that it's going to be a little overestimated, too. You agreed with Kevin.
I did agree with Kevin.
Pessimist. Anyway.
What?
Anyway, so we saw something before, a similar kind of technology trend that didn't really go where we were hoping it would go, and that was 3D printing.
Yes.
My theory is that this year will be the year that it finally kind of comes to fruition.
There we go. I agree with that.
So,
I was, when you said 3D printing, I'm like, no, it just hasn't hit a stride yet. I mean, it will happen. 3D printing is incredible.
It is, but
I think it's incredible.
Here's my question for you about it. So, yes, it makes sense. From, let's say, the manufacturer standpoint. So I want to make a cog, all right? And I want to make it, and these are my specs. I just put it in a computer and boom, it pumps it out. Now that's great because you're getting like digitally exact specifications. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a good thing. But suppose, like, where does that, from the user, where does that come into play? Like me, I'm sitting at home and I say, do you know what? I ordered that microphone. I have the fourth mic tonight. It didn't show up. True story. And I want to print off a microphone. I can't, right? I can't possibly print off a microphone
yet.
Because there's too much involved in it.
Well,
there's
not
circuitry.
Yet.
There's, but you think at some point the printer will be able to say, hey, we need this circuit, we need you know, foam, we need
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know
how
that's
can you say no. How does Johnny
the prototypes are already
there's too much to it. I agree.
Yeah, but if you look back to where you were in the mid-90s and your phone was connected to a wall on a cord, would you ever imagine that you would have the smartphone that you have right now in your pocket?
Internet based.
It doesn't matter. It's the technology.
If you're going to chime in, you got to come on the mic.
That's right.
Otherwise, the listener's going to be like, what is that echoing in the background?
It's not just internet based. There's a ton of apps that you can use without an internet. I mean, what your phone can do is absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. And it's been what? Mid-90s, 20 years. So about 20, wait, yeah.
And that's
20 years.
About 20 years. And I think 3D printing.
We're broadcasting live to the world with a piece of plastic.
That's exactly right. Could you ever have done that on a phone in the
middle? No, you're right.
So, and that's where we're at with 3D printing. You give it another so many. And the thing with technology is it grows exponentially. So it might have taken 20 years for the telephone to get where it is today, but it's not going to take 20 years for the 3D printing to get.
So do you think
it's going to take a lot less time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
As incredible things.
Yeah. And
absolutely. I think it'll be able to print stuff, move it to the side, print something else, move it back, connect it, do different things. I mean, there's a lot that's going to happen. Right now, it's just a printer that does like this.
Actually, right now, they already have prototypes that can print three different types of materials at the same time. So.
Yeah, but there's probably 100 different types of materials in this.
Right? Exactly. But
I think there's just three. It's like metal and rubber.
Plastic and rubber.
And plastic.
Yeah, probably three. Maybe there's three. But the thing is, she just said there's a 3D printer that can print three things. So why can't there be a printer
that
prints
five things? That was actually a couple years ago.
And why can't there be one that does 10 things and 20 things?
Did you hear they're printing drugs?
Oh, yeah.
I don't doubt that they can. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they'll be able to do that.
Now, I could see if they had
the
ability.
Look at a McDonald's chicken nugget could be 3D printed.
I think they could.
There's not. That's what I'm saying. They could 3D print.
It would have to.
They probably really are, right?
It would have to be able to mimic the proteins and mimic all that.
It's all fake meat anyway. I mean, it's only a matter.
We did an episode. Remember that a while ago?
Yeah, we did a long time ago. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool about that. I mean, but I don't think you'd be able to. I don't know. Maybe will. Maybe will. I don't know. Or a car. Let's say I wanted a car. I mean,
it's only a matter of time, Kevin. Don't.
What are you doing out in your garage?
They have 3D printed cars.
What?
Yes, there is a 3D printed car.
There's been pretty 3D printed guns.
Yeah,
they printed the parts and they put them together.
Plastic. But, well, I still think that counts.
Well, let's go with that then. again, it takes it out of
John the, hates it. He hates it. Come over so here. Much. Yeah, he's back there like freaking out. He's doing a good job.
You're the cameraman. When have you ever seen the cameraman be yapping on the
he's
news?
Microphone.
Hands are like flowing everywhere.
Components to printing something out.
But what I'm saying is they're printing off the components. The machine will move the component and then it will reattach the component. It's only a matter of time, John. It's only...
You're talking circuitry? You're talking everything. There's no way.
I know.
There's no way.
There's always
within
a way.
Within the next 5 years?
I don't know the years. Like, I don't know where we're...
5 years is a long time period.
Actually, that is a long...
the simplest thing you think they could reproduce with the 3D printer? Simplest?
A toaster oven. I don't know. I don't know.
That's complicated.
Yeah, it is. With all the circuitry and everything that goes into it to tie into... my phone.
I don't know. I'm not an electrical engineer, but I think the potential is very great. Actually, my prediction is we'll land on the moon for the first time.
Actually, for the first time.
Oh, it took me 5 minutes to get that.
Because it never happened. Conspiracy theories.
I got into a discussion with my father-in-law about going to Mars.
Do you mind if I finish this off?
No, go for it. I got a whole other bottle of it right there.
Oh, good for you. This is good stuff.
Yeah. No, I got a discussion with my father-in-law, and it was about...
Did you want some?
Yeah.
Maybe. No, you can't because this takes years to produce. You cannot 3D print that.
Could you
Mike just got really serious. It's like, no, you cannot 3D print this.
Booze is something I'm very passionate about. No, you will not 3D print that. Maybe the bottle.
Do you think, so we were talking about going to Mars, how that's a big thing, and they say we're going to be there by, I think, 2030.
We haven't even been to the moon yet. I'm just joking, by the way. I don't mean that.
Mike's a flat earther. We'll get into another episode.
Yes, let's do a flat earth episode.
Yeah, we will.
That'll be good.
So, my father-in-law was saying, you know, what's the point? Why would we need to go to Mars? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money and that's a lot of expenditure for what? What's the outcome? My argument is I would go, you know, why did, that's not much of an argument, but I'm saying there are people that would go. And I think we have to, as a species, kind of, I guess it's an intangible thing, but as a species, we need to see people achieve stuff like that. You know, the impossible.
I don't know if it's that we need to see things, mm-hmm. people achieve amazing things. I just think it's that it's in our nature. And the question, why would you do it? Because you can. Because you can. Because Christopher Columbus sailed across and discovered America. You know, the Vikings came way before that. But
they think the Phoenicians too.
Well, they I guess I didn't hear that. I did know the Vikings.
Graham Hancock's came Fingerprint of the Gods.
But that's the thing. Like what we do. We explore.
Yeah.
Why? Because we can, and we should. Maybe we should. Now, I would not want to go to Mars. I'm perfectly content with where I'm at. I'd rather go to Vegas. I love Vegas a lot, and it doesn't exist on Mars. But why would you go? Because you can. Why would? Of course. I mean, that's the thing. As a people,
have you seen Mars?
Push limits, man. Just go for it.
It's pretty cool.
There's a Mars TV show.
Yeah, what it does, it's made by Nat Geo. You can find it online. It's made by Nat Geo. And what they do is they split it in two. One half is present day, and it's a documentary, and they talk about going to Mars and what we have to do, and it's got Elon Musk is in it. There's a lot of what's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson's on it. All these people. So that's the documentary part. Then there's a second part. So it flashes back. It'll go 2033 and it shows a crew that's actually on their way to Mars, and there's like drama and whatever, not too much. It's more about like fixing problems and how they get there and things that they're going to experience. And then it'll flash back 2016. And then they interview more people and talk about the problem. It's really good.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Take a look at that.
So Mars, Wait, What If podcast is brought to you by Mars. It isn't. It was a joke. Nat Geo. We have no connection with Natural Geographic. Yeah. Any other predictions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think blockchain is going to be a really big deal.
Here she goes on the freaking blockchain. I'm just kidding.
What is blockchain?
I think by the end of 2017, Very few people will be asking me what's blockchain. I think a lot of people will be like, oh, they'll know what I'm talking about.
So do I need to wait till the end of 2017
to find out
will you tell me now? Because I have no idea what it is.
Oh, blockchain is the technology that is that underlies Bitcoin. It's what makes it possible. It's a sort of the algorithm that makes it possible.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem, the math problem that makes it possible.
Got it. Okay.
But they think they're going to apply that math problem to a lot of different industries. Like the financial industry is going to use it. They're a lot, and they already are. I mean, every day I read articles about major nations incorporating blockchain into their financial system somehow. It's becoming very,
to help
very
their
widely.
Own currency or to create a new currency?
Actually, I'm not really.
And what sure. major nations are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, like Australia, I want to say the UK.
Then they must be That's using it, it to produce their help their own. Because money is only worth what the government tells you it's worth. There's nothing backing it. There's no gold in Fort Knox that makes the dollar worth the dollar. mm-hmm. So I mean, I an algorithm like blockchain is—I mean, that's all they're doing right now is they just tell you what it's worth. So, I guess that's probably. Hmm. I mean, if all you're using is an algorithm, a smarter algorithm.
Well, that's completely separate.
And how is it any different than what we're currently doing?
Well,
I thought that's what you were talking
about.
So
the technology blockchain, it actually, who cares about currency? The technology.
Oh, you said currency. That's why.
Well, that's my bad. She was saying that's what it's based
that's
on.
Where,
right?
Yeah, that's yeah. where it originated.
So what is it supposed
but
to do?
But I feel like we're going to like put everybody to sleep because most people don't find this very interesting. But it basically allows trustless interactions with people over the internet.
A what?
A trustless interaction with somebody. Trustless. So I no longer need a third party for me to engage in some sort of interaction.
That's different. Different than PayPal.
Well, PayPal is
PayPal is like a third PayPal. Party, right?
Yeah. Well, PayPal uses credit cards, I think, which are kind of like a third
party.
They can
use whatever. You know, they can use your
credit cards, debits, and yes.
Maybe it is like PayPal. I don't know. I think that it's not, but I don't actually use PayPal that much, so I don't know.
I don't know. I'm asking.
It's all about PayPal nowadays.
I never heard of this thing, so this is new to me. I'm fascinated.
All right. Check out the podcast where she talked about. Actually, you were there. You were there for that podcast.
Was I drunk? I drink probably. A lot of these podcasts. Yeah.
All right. So I guess that was our predictions for 2017. Hopefully none of them come true. Actually, some of them.
Wait, I would like some of them.
Some of them can come true. Some were very. Well, we'll see. Next year, we'll kind of do a round off, whatever.
Let's do a quarterly.
Just a checkup. See what's going on.
Yeah. Checkup. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Idea.
All right. Thank you for checking us out. We have, you can go to waitwhatif.com. You'll find links, old shows, information. That's just basically where I've been driving everything because there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's everything. But if you go to waitwhatif.com, that's my website. That's where all the shows and everything will be. Check out Twisted Podcast, which I believe is twistedpodcast.com. I hope I didn't mess that up, John.
Hey, he didn't even show up.
I know. Well, he
don't check it out.
John Taylor's Twisted Podcast. Check it out. You can actually go to True Crime Writing. TrueCrimeWriting.com. Is that it?
I believe it is.
I don't know. Yeah. Twisted Podcast is
I should
good.
Write this stuff down, but don't. Also, make it a double. You can go to doublepodcast.com. Mike is running for something. 2016.
Oh, yeah, the 2016 People's Choice Award on the thing. It's so Monkeys Fighting Robots website.
Yeah,
they're doing a competition, and I threw my thing in there, so it's pretty cool. Vote for it. You guys can vote for it.
Yeah, so yeah. Go to monkeysfightingrobots.com.
I don't know. I wasn't ready. Otherwise, I pulled it up.
I'll put a link to it. On,
go to my Facebook. There's an ad for it.
On waitwhatif.com, I'll put a link for it on there. Send us an email. Send us some tweets. And some Facebooks. God, I'm starting to turn. Now, starting to sound like a 40-year-old. Get on your phone and do those things with the buttons. That's all. Good night,
Wait,
everybody.
Brought to you by the letter O for on it.
waitwhatif.com/on it.
So getting edited out.
Nycast on facebook.com/WWI Podcast and at WWI Podcast on Twitter. Drop us a line at waitwhatifpodcast@yahoo.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn Internet Radio. Enjoyed your listening experience. Now go forth and expand your reality.